Colors look different in sunlight, shade, and candlelight, which are objectively white, bluish, and yellowish sources. Our brain does a great job of rebalancing the absolute levels of the red, green, and blue sensations from our retina so that we see a teal as a teal and different from an azure in all three lights. You can verify the uncorrected objective differences by taking pictures with good old-fashioned film, which balances colors nicely only in daylight, standard film, or only in incandescent light, so-called tungsten film, named for the metal in the filaments. You can also test this by setting your digital camera to a fixed daylight color balance while taking photos of the same object in three different kinds of light. Everything looks quite blue cast in the shade and appallingly orange-red in candlelight. Our brains share a version of automatic white balance with your digital camera. That is, from the overall scene, the colors as seen in the white light are reconstructed more or less well. However, the mineral alexandrite fools our visual system. You may have seen it. It's a brilliant emerald green in sunlight, but in candlelight it looks ruby red. The trick, as it were, is that the color center's chromium ions absorb yellow and blue light very strongly, removing two clues for our brain as to the color balance. They leave only red and green. In daylight, the green light is richer. In candlelight, the red is richer. You can't always trust your eyes. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.